Hello. Welcome to the DNA Genealogy Show, where I discuss how DNA can be used with your family tree. In this show, I discuss the different types of DNA tests that you can use, and which I think are the most useful. I'm joined in this episode by my wife, Patricia, who claims she's not very knowledgeable about DNA genealogy. The first test I'm going to discuss is called the autosomal DNA test. Different companies use different names for it. Ancestry, 23andMe, and MyHeritage just call it DNA testing. Family Tree DNA and Genie, which I think uses the Family Tree DNA for their tests, call it Family Finder. When I first started using DNA to help with my family tree, this test was unknown. Y chromosome and mtDNA, which I'll discuss later, were the only options. In a few short years, now everybody uses this test, and very few use the Y chromosome and mtDNA.
Why does almost everybody use this test? What are the advantages?
Well, the main advantage is that it can be used by males and females. It follows all the ancestral lines, male and females, father, mother, grandmother, grandfather. It's reliable back to about 4 or 5 generations. And personally, the crux of it is I've found this the most useful test by far in tracing relatives. It's also not particularly expensive. However, it has a few disadvantages. It becomes unreliable after going back about 5 or 6 generations. But on the other hand, most people don't have family trees that go back this far. It doesn't really help you track which ancestral line you're following with your match. It could be any. And in my experience, you tend to get masses, as much as 1,000 or so, autosomal DNA matches that have a common ancestor 4, 5, 6 or more generations further back and are very difficult to trace. You tend, or at least I tend, to get very few close matches. I find that very frustrating.
Why is it difficult to find common ancestors?
Well, as you go back in your family tree, you obviously have 2 parents and you have 4 grandparents. You have 8 great-great-grandparents, 16 great-great-great-grandparents, 32 great-great-great-great-grandparents, 64, and so on. If you match someone with the autosomal test, it can be very difficult to work out which of these great-great-great-grandparents you have a common ancestor with. The second test I'm going to talk about is called the Y chromosome short tandem repeats, or STR for short.
What is the Y chromosome?
The Y chromosome is part of a male's DNA, which is passed more or less unchanged from father to son down the generations. So it can be taken only by males. So if you're a female, you have to find a male relative.
What are the advantages of the STR test?
The main advantage of the STR test is that if you match another male on the STR test, you know exactly which line you are. You don't have to desperately search through all your grandparent lines like you have to do with autosomal test. It's absolutely certain which line it is. It's the father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather. It traces, as I say, it traces the paternal relatives. And this has the advantage that normally surnames follow the male lines. So if you're trying to do a one-name family study, this is the one to use. It can also be used to compare close ancestors and distant ancestors. I've found distant ancestors going back centuries using STR results. And also I've confirmed close relatives, just one or two generations back. The basic test costs about $170, which is a bit more expensive than autosomal DNA. The disadvantage of the STR test is the refined test, which is what they call 111 markers, which can help narrow down the quality of your searches, can be expensive. $360 at this time of when I'm making this episode. Another disadvantage is it's only offered by two companies, Family Tree DNA and Genie. Just as an aside, the police use a form of STR DNA testing to find criminals, but it's not the same test as the genealogical test. The next test I'm going to look at is the mitochondrial DNA, sometimes shortened to mtDNA.
What is the mitochondrial DNA?
I don't think many people realize that you have two distinct DNAs in your body. The nuclear DNA, which most people talk about in the center of your cells, and which is about 3 billion units long, and is sometimes called the Book of Life. But there's another separate DNA called mitochondrial DNA, which is much smaller, only about 18,000 units long. As I said, everyone has mtDNA in their bodies. mtDNA is passed from mother to child. Males can't pass it on. So it traces the female ancestral line. It goes to your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, your great-great-grandmother, and so on.
Why would you take a mitochondrial DNA test?
The mitochondrial DNA test, as I said, can be taken by both males and females. This is an advantage over the Y chromosome test, which can only be taken by males. It gives results for distant ancestors, and it can be used for verifying or confirming family tree DNA in some circumstances. For example, you, Patricia, I know you have a family tree block with your grandmother. If we found somebody with exactly the same mitochondrial DNA as you, we could confirm that they are part of your family tree and maybe break down that block.
That would be good.
Let's hope so. Disadvantages. Mitochondrial DNA is actually not very good for normal genealogical researches because I found it only useful for distant relatives, really far back. And you need to complete mitochondrial DNA test, all 18,000 units, to be worthwhile. This can be more expensive than, for example, the autosomal DNA. It'll cost you about $200 in the summer of 2018 versus maybe $90 for the basic mitochondrial DNA and $80 to $100 for the autosomal DNA. It's offered or included in standard DNA test packages by only three companies that I know of: Family Tree DNA, 23andMe, Living DNA, and the fourth one, Genie, who follows Family Tree DNA. In my opinion, only the full sequence at Family Tree DNA and Genie is potentially useful for genealogical purposes. The other two offer only the basic test. Family Tree DNA also offers the basic test, but really what they call the mitochondrial DNA plus test is the best one, in my opinion, for genealogical purposes.
Are there any examples of the mitochondrial DNA test being useful?
Well, there was one that was in the papers several years back where the Duke of Edinburgh allowed his mitochondrial DNA to be tested. And the reason for that is he has a female line directly back to the Russian Tsar Nicholas III's family. As you know, the Tsar Nicholas III was killed at Yekaterinburg in 1918 after the Russian Revolution, as was his family. And there was a lady who claimed to be one of the children who had escaped. And in the end, it was confirmed using the Duke of Edinburgh's mitochondrial DNA that this lady called Anna Anderson was an imposter. She couldn't have been descended from the Tsar Nicholas III's family. The next test I'm going to discuss is the Y chromosome single nucleotide polymorphism test, sometimes called the SNP.
When would you use this test?
It's useful for deep ancestry. I found very distant relatives using this test. However, technology changes, and the results from this test are beginning to get close to be useful for genealogical purposes. As I said, I've found it useful really only for deep ancestry and not useful for finding relatives in the close genealogical time frame. It's expensive, and few people have taken it because it's expensive. The cost of taking this test from in family tree DNA, it's called the Big Y test, is $650. Nevertheless, some people have used the SNP test to map out their ancestors. I know of a family called the Shattucks or Shaddocks, who originated from Devon and Somerset in the 14th century and are now spread out throughout the world. They have used a mixture of SNP and STR tests to identify their male historical ancestral families all the way back to the 14th century. The next test I'm going to discuss is the X chromosome DNA test.
Where do you get the X chromosome DNA test?
If you take an autosomal DNA test with family tree DNA or some of the others, you actually also get the X chromosome test data free. In theory, it could be valuable in narrowing down potential lines, as the X chromosome follows a peculiar odd path for both males and females. Not all of your ancestors, you don't get the X chromosome from all of your ancestors. You only get them from particular lines. However, I've found in practice that this erratic X chromosome inheritance makes it difficult for me to estimate how close a match is. And I've never found a relative using this test. So, in summary, in my opinion, the autosomal DNA test is the best test you can use to find your relatives and extend your family tree. If you want to explore your paternal family tree, i.e. father, son, great-grandfather, great-grandfather, in detail, the Y chromosome STR test is the most useful. Potentially, the SNP test could be useful. The mitochondrial DNA test is, in my opinion, unlikely to be useful for most people, except in rare cases when you want to confirm a maternal line.